The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Through the years, we all remember when we first witnessed a national tragedy.
Alabama wins!
We remember the good times and the bad times through either a song, a TV show, a monumental sports achievement.
For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Or even the smell of a particular food from when we were young.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Welcome to the show that will take you on a journey through time to relive those iconic moments. Welcome to RTW Rewind, where old school rules. So, without any further delay, let's introduce you to the host of the show, Rad Rob Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Rewind. This is episode number 206, and I am your host, Rad Rob Rob Francois. I hope everybody is doing well all around the world, and thank you for being here. As always, I'm joined by my co-host. He is the lovely, the talented, the vivacious, the ferocious. What other ish can I give you?
Ish kabibble.
What the fuck is that?
Ferocious, vivacious,
luscious,
loquacious,
illustrious,
fruityacious.
Dr. Ocho, what's up, pal?
Nothing.
Happy 4th of July, by the way. That's where we're recording this. It is Independence Day, and we're here doing business. We're doing work. Have you enjoyed any festivities over the last couple days here?
Oh, you bet. Always busy, always having fun.
Are fireworks allowed in Ochoville?
Yes. Because and you know what's great is like there's a post for Ochoville that says keep it down on the 5th of July in the morning, because, you know, I want your kids and your dogs to stay quiet, because I was up all night lighting off fireworks. So, you know, I gotta sleep in. Leave me alone.
You know, we've had a drought here in Middle Tennessee for a few months now. And
oh, are they saying it's a fire hazard, so no fireworks?
There was a burn ban on Friday and Saturday, and then they're allowing fireworks, Sunday and today on Monday as we speak. And Tuesday on the 5th. Like, who the fuck wants to shoot off stuff on the 5th?
Tuesday on the 5th. That's usually like the hangover day for people, I think. I don't know.
No shit, right? Like, I don't know.
That's the day you're supposed to have the headache.
Right. I just don't understand why people are still shooting fireworks off on a Tuesday night.
So. I could see if it... Wait, no, that still doesn't make sense. Because today's a Monday. Like, I could see if they do that observed, you know, where like...
Oh, yeah.
You got to steal that federal holiday. So even though it's a Sunday, you got to take off Monday and shoot them off.
Which, like, I get that.
No, yeah. We're on Monday, so yeah, we're good.
And everyone's going to work tomorrow and Wednesday morning. It's like... And look, in the South, fucking rednecks will shoot off fireworks all the time. Like, they don't care what day it is, to be quite honest.
It's like, just because it's like, it could be just Monday. They're like, oh, what are you shooting? It's well, you know.
They get tired of watching the bug zapper, and they're like, let's just get some fireworks. Ew. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Oh, what's the deal with today? September 10th. You know, man, I got a fire. What's the deal with today? You know, November 4th. Got to shoot off fireworks. That's how they are.
Back when you were a kid, did you ever shoot fireworks at any of your friends, like bottle rockets and shit like that?
Oh my god! So what you do is, because you guys always probably use the big red wiffle bat, and it does not work for this. The little yellow wiffle bat has a hole in the bottom of it, a teensy teensy little hole in the bottom of the barrel. I'm not in the bottom of the heel of the bat.
Yeah,
perfect for a bottle rocket stem to sneak all the way in.
No shit.
You light the bottle rocket and you put the wiffle bat on your shoulder.
It's like a bazooka. I never thought of that. We would just hold them in our hands and just fucking let it go.
That's because you guys aren't as tactical as we are. Yeah. We, you know, in Ochoville, you know, we learned survival at a young age, and we learned how to make ether bombs. We could do M-80s were as far as we'd go, because they're like legit like
they'll blow your hand off. Yeah,
like JPP, I think.
Was, right. Yes, he did. That's how
he learned his lesson.
He did.
So and but we handled them like they were nothing. Like we knew that we respected the danger, and we weren't throwing them at each other. We would just like. Again, tactical. If I knew that a friend of mine was in front of this giant dirt mound, I'd set the M80 off in front of the dirt mound. So when it went off, he'd get covered in dirt.
That's so good.
We even knew, like, I guess I knew physics and whatnot at a young age.
Well, it's funny. When I first moved to Tennessee, the first time I moved back to Connecticut, but the first time I was here was in 2000. And on 4th of July, I'm walking down my street. And there was one dude on one side of the street and the other dude on the other side. And they're just fucking just going at it, like shooting bottle rockets at each other across the street. And I'm like.
Like the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Pretty much. I'm like, I'm going to get fucking collateral damage here and fucking get my foot blown off.
Friendly fire, man.
Yeah, no shit. Or Roman candles, too. They love to take
Roman candles. Those were because they were very, you couldn't tell where they were going. And it was more.
Plus they don't explode, right? They're not as dangerous.
No, they're just the colorful things that just, and there's like 12 of them in there. So probably 8 to 12, something like that.
But yeah,
eight to 12.
Six. Did you ever stick M80s in like frogs and like watch them blow up and shit like that? I had friends that did that.
You're disgusting. How do you fit an M80 in a frog? Because M80s are bigger than a frog's mouth.
I don't know. They jam that shit
if
down there.
If they put it on like, if they, dude, that's terrible.
I know. I'm just asking you. I'm not saying I ever did. I'm just saying I had friends.
I noticed you whispered that too. Have you ever stuck an M80 in a frog? Like, no, you can't. I mean, I don't know.
Did you ever stick a firecracker up in a dog's ass?
However, I think people usually take them little firecracker gimmicks, then they put them in frogs and whatnot, but it's still not right.
It's not.
Were the things we used to throw at each other. The little, you know, the little packs of 100, but like we were, again, our parents were so nice that they would, and protective, that they would like make sure we only had a pack. And they're like, that's it after that. And, you know, my dad would blow a butt for my friend and I. So we would just use the end of the cigarette butt to light the fuse, so we weren't playing with matches. Boy, that's good parenting.
Right. But see, I was one of the kids that, like, I love to light shit on fire. Like, I wouldn't start, like, fucking forest fires or shit. But, I mean, I was always fascinated with
fire. I'm a full-on pyro. I'm up the pool with a fire every night. I'm a full-on pyro. And it's not even that. I love to start the fire from nothing. I don't like to pour gasoline on it. Caveman. I'll use a flint striker. You know me from, you know, getting the fire going in the basement at the stove.
No, I know. That's true.
I'm using a ferro rod or, you know, magnesium bar because I want to, and I'll put a little, little kindling in there, whatever.
You're the only one I've ever heard use the word ferro rod.
Ferro rod. That's because you don't even know what it is.
I really don't know what it is. I honestly don't know what it is.
It's the little bar that you hit and it makes a spark. And that's why all my knives are carbon steel, because stainless steel doesn't make the spark.
I was not aware of that.
Carbon steel, that's a little softer, so the knives will, I mean, I have 100 of them, so they'll last. But they're softer for that purpose, but you can also reshape them. You can reburr them. You can get a good burr angle for the sharpening. And stainless steel, once they dull, they're pretty much dull. Hard to resharp. Oh, you could still, because they got those diamond things. All right, anyway.
You're not just a doctor. So you're a fucking rugged outdoorsman who has a wealth of knowledge in fire starting activities. You must have been great.
I started a fire with a bow drill before.
A what?
A bow drill.
The fuck is a bow drill?
A bow drill is you have. It was a friend of mine's, and he got it from some website. So like, I guess it's like got the soft wood with it.
Yeah.
And it's a bow. And it wraps around one stick, and the stick is a circular stick, and it's in the hole of a pallet board or another piece of wood. Okay. You have to shave out a good spot for it, and you put a rock on it or something that'll let it swivel though. So if you had like a bearing, like a wagon wheel or something like that, or a rollerblade wheel, that would work really good. You don't have them in the wild usually. So
is he getting MacGyver some of this shit?
Yeah. You find a rock that's got a concave to it, or a clamshell. Sometimes they work even good if they don't crack. And what you do is you just bow and you go back and forth and back and forth. And the friction from it unwinding and unwinding, going back and forth, you create a little ember. Because you also, but you, what you have to do is you have to get a little bit of tinder, and then when you create this ember, it's a little golden coal, like a lightning bug almost. And okay. you put it in your Tinder bundle and you have to blow on it slowly. Actually, what I do is I'll let the wind take it. If it's a windy day, I just hold it up because that's more natural and you won't blow it out. If there's no wind, you have to blow really slow, and then you'll see smoke, a little more smoke, and then you give it more, and then all of a sudden, and it's then you got flame in your hand, and then you're like, shit, I got to drop this before I burn my hand, because it really does just park up.
Dude, I...
If only I could throw flame on them.
I love that. I love that so much. Dude, I did not know any of that. So, like... You'd see this shit in, I don't know, like TV shows and movies of like taking a stick and just fucking rubbing your hands back and forth. Like,
no, well, that does.
Can you
work,
create?
You have to. That's.
You can create fire.
You're gonna blister up really bad by doing that. You have to have the right conditions. If there's any humidity, you're not gonna do it. That's a spindle drill, they call it, and you just okay. up and you just go up and down. You gotta lick your hands and just go up and down. And if there's and you really have to shave the stick to where there's no little freaking nubs or anything. Yeah. Like they're torture for your hands. But I wouldn't be able to do that. So because it burns your forearms and everything, burns your hands. That's how you'll make the same thing. The mechanism is the same because you're spinning this way, right. spinning this way, spinning this way, and you're creating the heat. You can't just rub sticks like this per the audio podcast, just rubbing sticks together.
I literally didn't know any of that. I
have a fire piston where like what you do is you put a little bit of tinder on the end of this. It's a piston inside of it's a tube inside of another tube. And much like a piston, it shoots down so quickly that it creates heat, creates the spark for like the spark plug. So it's still very hard to do, but if you do it and you have the seal just so tight, when you slam this shut, it creates such heat that your little tinder should be glowing because that friction from that hydraulic is so intense that it could make a little ember.
No shit. You know, the only tinder I know about is like the fucking app where like you know, swipe left or right if you want
to. Yeah, right. And that's the thing I don't know about. Go figure. And I got more STDs than anybody.
That's the truth. So we're gonna scrap the original topic that we had this week. Since it is 4th of July, let's talk about like favorite shit like growing up. Like,
all right,
you remember like camping, or did you guys go on trips, or you always have a barbecue? Like, what was it like around the Ocho house?
It was always shenanigans. Just like I said, I mean, we'd be throwing fireworks, shooting fireworks, not like throwing on a display for neighbors, but literally entertaining ourselves. And the fact of like, what can we do that's kind of dangerous, but we won't harm ourselves. And we were careful with each other too. Much like Jerry Springer used to say, take care of each other and yourselves. That's how our mantra was when we were throwing fireworks at each other, Roman candles with the wiffle bat, usually just a barbecue though. Camping was usually later on in, end of July, beginning of August. But every year we'd go camping too. That's how I learned all this stuff.
So on the 4th, did you guys have like, you know, lots of family over? Did you go somewhere else? Did you have it at your house? Like what was your routine?
It was usually at the house. It wasn't because my dad was such a crotchety guy that he didn't want to go too far for something. He was just happy to have the day off.
Right.
So it was usually just, and our yard was shit for years. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we had like an overhang of trees, so we put like a picnic bench under there and pretended like it was like a canopy and whatnot.
That's pretty cool.
You know, it would be because we're also surrounded by, you know, probably 18 different stacks of firewood between other trees that we would use because my dad never wanted to pay an oil bill or a gas bill. So he never had gas, but it was always like an oil bill or something. So he would use the wood burning stove to heat the house. Rigging it up to where I've mentioned this because I fixed the thermostat in the basement. And so the heat from the thermostat in the basement, and it's a fully in-ground basement. So whatever heat you generate, it's going to stay in there. So we have this air duct that sucks up, and then basically the heat from the fireplace or the stove gets generated through the house, and the furnace never comes on, ever. And he used to have competitions with like his cousins who could have the lowest heating bill in the winter, and it'd be like $6. And I get it. In the 80s, it was different. Right. But if you see a $6 bill for heat, you're doing pretty damn good.
No shit. Well, yeah.
I mean, you're making your kids split a shit ton of firewood in the summer and then using that as your main source of heat in the winter. So.
That's how you got the guns, though, right? Chopping wood all them years?
No, no. Matter of fact, I didn't. I got angry is what I got. Because I'd be like, man, just like in the summertime, you split. So here's what it would be like. I'm splitting logs, and it would be a few weeks, and then we're good. But like still, people are out playing kickball in the street, and we're freaking, even that David Allan Coe song when he goes, spent the summertime cutting up logs for the winter. And I'm thinking, man, at least I wasn't the only one.
Right, yeah.
And I would say, like, Pop, this is absurd. And he, oh, yeah, you want heat, you goddamn asshole? And I'm like, not right now, I don't. I don't want anything. I mean, it's 90 degrees.
Look at 90 degrees. Yeah, yeah.
I'm 8 years old and I'm using a chainsaw that's bigger than me. Like, what's wrong with you? Oh, you got to learn somehow, you asshole.
You've always been handy with a chainsaw. We'll give you that.
You bet. Well, now why do you think I learned? So that was our 2 weeks of the 10-week summer was splitting logs and making sure they were seasoned. Because again, gotta have them in season.
You know, no, you do.
Winter's coming right. Winter's right around the corner.
Yes.
July. Yeah. Winter's right around the corner. And then he would say, in the winter, you glad you got heat when I'd come in from freezing cold or something like that?
Because
like,
it's cold as fuck in the Northeast.
You
right,
win. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you win. Okay. Proved your point.
Right.
Poor parenting. I'm going to report you.
But hey, he taught you life skills, though, right? I mean, that's what you need as an 8-year-old.
He taught me to be lazy as an adult because I did so much as a kid.
No shit. Well, you wish you were lazy, dude. You're one of the busiest guys I know. You're always doing something.
I know. I'm always on the go. I can't stand still. I know. I say I'm lazy because if I had the chance, I would sit around.
You would be. But, yeah, exactly. So, like, what was the food? Like, what was on the... Would Aunt Peggy bring the fucking potato salad?
It was actually more like just neighbors, man. Burgers, dogs, mm-hmm. potato salad, macaroni salad, coleslaw, and I used to like when my neighbors came over because they always had fruit punch, which we'd never get. So here's the other thing. We had well water, which smelled like rotten eggs.
We did too. Yeah.
And finally, we got a water softener. That was like the greatest thing ever. I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. It takes like 3 years before things turn brown instead of 5 months. This is amazing.
Right.
So we would, my mother to skimp. Would buy, like, we couldn't get Kool-Aid. We'd get, like, you know, the off-brand of, like, Cool Old or whatever the fuck it was called. Like, whatever ShopRite
like the store
or
brand. Yeah,
version.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's it's slightly cool. You'll like it. And it was $1.50 cheaper. So then, even if the instructions called for 2 scoops for a gallon, now a gallon was also something that she would take from milk and then rinse it out, and you just can't ever get that milk residue out.
True.
No matter how much freaking sulfur water you use.
True, true, true.
So there was a slight hint of milk, which I hated to begin with, in our watered-down red water, which was supposed to be Cool Old. Because it said 2 scoops per a gallon, she'd be like, well, that must mean a half a scoop.
I was going to say, does she skimp on it to make it last longer?
Dude, of course, of course. Oh, my God, of course.
You poor bastard, dude.
And she'll say, even to this day, she'll like, well, look, I saved a penny here, so you're good. I'm like, well, how am I good?
So when you got Tang, that was like the greatest fucking shit ever, right?
Never had it in my life.
You never had Tang.
Until I was an adult.
Really? As a kid, you never had it.
Dude, when my mother saw an astronaut freaking floating across the screen with Tang, she was like, I am never buying that shit.
Jesus, you poor shit, dude.
Never, ever, until I was an adult, until I was in college, like in grad school, I was like,
damn.
Hey, this stuff ain't so bad.
It was good,
It was like, all right, it's $3. I mean, is that expensive? I don't know. It's only for me. It's not for freaking 4 kids. For everybody, right? Yeah, I think I'm okay.
You poor son of a bitch, man. That sucks.
We had fruit of the we had no frills white tighty whities, and let me explain why that's bad.
Okay.
When you're at a wrestling meet and you go to weigh in, everybody's got the same freaking tighty whities usually. And again, talking 80s, and you see that Fruit of the Loom band. It wasn't that you were looking, is that it was commonplace.
Right, of course.
What you saw was when there wasn't one.
Mm.
No, and we had no frills. It was literally called no frills.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, First, my oldest brother was like, I can't believe I have to do this. And I'm like, well, I'm in a tournament next week. Like, what am I going to do?
Right.
I'm at this little intermediate tournament for like freaking tights that are only like 8 years old, 9 years old. And my brother was in high school. And he's like, I don't even want to weigh in. I'm not going to weigh in. And in front of these guys, they're going to make fun of me about my tidy whities because they're not even regular brand.
Not even Hanes, for Christ's sakes. Yeah.
They weren't Hanes. They weren't no, because Hanes had their own stripe. Also,
they did.
Yeah, had, no,
they
there did. Was always a, if there was no stripe, there was something fucked up with your drawers.
Man, that must have been
tough. Did you have a James Way near you when you were a kid?
I've heard of them, but no, we didn't have any.
So, in the 80s, Reebok had a knockoff. Man, Reebok came out. They were like $50 sneakers, right? $40, mm-hmm. And like no way someone's gonna pay any money for that. There was a knockoff called Athletics. They were $7.
No shit, yeah.
My mother bought, and again, I can't fault her, and I gotta say, they were pretty comfortable, too. But they were $7. She got all of us two so we could grow out of one and go into the next one.
That's smart. That's smart.
So for 2 years, I had Athletics, and thank God the school picture didn't show feet because I had, like...
Did you get hand-me-downs and shit too? Like,
oh my god! So in my brother's fifth grade or third grade school picture, no, his second grade school picture, he's got a King Kong shirt on. In my third grade school picture, I had the very same King Kong shirt on. I was a small kid, as you remember. I think I told you.
And yeah.
At least. Make sure it's not on picture day. I can't have that kind of responsibility at age 9. I'm already ready for 10-year-old all-stars. I'm starting to get my game on.
Like, right.
I got other things to worry about. I got chicks I'm combing through, and then I can't worry about what shirt I'm wearing on picture day. I'm lucky they use the same comb, because remember they always had comb your hair with the same goddamn comb they just did the kid before?
Yes, yes.
How fucked up was any
Nobody
of that
worried
shit?
About lice or any of that shit back then, right? Yeah, I got a lot of 70s clothes in the 80s from like hand-me-downs from like Salvation Army and shit like that. So I'm wearing butterfly fucking collars in like 1984 or whatever, and it's like completely out of style. But you know, fucking sweater vests and shit like that, like whatever my mom found
secondhand. Technically, you might have been ahead of style.
Well, maybe
because that came back a little bit. But back, again, yeah, you're, 20 years later. I get you though.
Yeah, but
you're parachute pants or anything like that, or no? Like
later on. Like later on, that, for me, that was like late 80s.
Yeah, that was our thing. Was James Way's were like, or Bradley's, the two
we
guys,
had Bradley's.
Those were the
Caldor. We had Bradley's.
Caldor, yeah. Caldor was almost like upscale for us. Almost,
yeah.
Like that was like where you're like, whoa, we're going to Caldor today. Holy shit!
Did you have any Ames?
Like, no,
you've never heard of Ames.
No, okay. I haven't.
That was probably
a Willie Ames from Charles in Charge, but that's about it.
Yeah, no, that was. It was probably Connecticut, Mass, Rhode Island. We had those growing up.
So what was your... So your 4th of July was... Obviously, you had an Aunt Peggy bringing over potato salad. You probably... I'm sure it's food-related. No offense.
It's always food-related, but we would kind of rotate who, like, would host it. Like, one aunt would do it 1 year, and the other aunt would do it the year after, and then we'd do it all that, so...
Oh, I get that. That's how Christmas would be for us, too.
Same thing. We would do that, too. Right? We'd rotate all the holidays, too. And, yeah, the usual... Hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad. My dad made coleslaw. Everybody raved about his fucking coleslaw because it was the best. Trying to think of desserts, like chocolate cream pie, apple pie.
We never had freaking dessert. Like, now that I think about it, we
get the
like,
fuck out of here.
Ever. What? It wasn't like somebody walked out with a cake and said, okay, now, like, it was almost like, be thankful you have these freaking burgers. Oh, I got it. Here's the other thing, though.
Did you get cheese on the burgers, at least?
Yeah, no, we did. And okay. My dad had this piece of shit charcoal grill that I wish I had right now. What is it about charcoal? It's just so much better.
It is.
I'll never get that. I don't think I'll ever understand that flavor again. I don't even think I even understand it now because it's been so long.
I don't either.
And I remember.
And I've never used it either.
See, what's that?
I've never used it personally. I've always had somebody.
Oh,
else
no, me neither. I don't. Yeah, right. No, I mean, and he was he wasn't a match light guy where he would freaking it's lighter fluid and then freaking throw the match in there and let everything and you got he had I mean. And the smell of that alone.
It's so good.
I was like, man, here we go.
Yeah.
This is badass. But for, and it was, dude, this thing was rusted through. It had a, it like, I don't know. He said it was for air waving purposes, but it was beat to shit. And it was only for about 4 years of my life that I truly remember, because then propane started coming around. But like, I can't imagine that I remember that I'm faking remembering these burgers being that much better, because I swear I remember eating a burger going, I don't know, there's something not right with this. And then I'm putting more ketchup on it, more lettuce to try and hide whatever.
See, I didn't like the flavor of flame broiled or you know, charcoal as a kid. Like, I love it later on in life whenever I, you know, somebody would have it. But
was that what I was tasting? I don't even know, maybe. Dude. I'm not kidding. Might I don't know what fluid. I was I tasting.
Might have been lighter
could
fluid.
It have been? Lighter fluid.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, it was, and it wasn't just like, it wasn't like, oh, this is a little better. It was leaps and bounds better. And somebody, please explain to me, or maybe I'm the anomaly, but a charcoal burger just tastes a trillion times better than a freaking
it does.
A propane cooked burger.
I agree. No, I agree. Oh, and even a smoker too. Like if you have somebody with like a Traeger or whatever. Like,
so right, that I've had, and that I get now. I get that too. Yeah. I understand, because but they put time in it. Like that takes what, like a few hours.
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah,
like,
of course. I don't have that kind of time.
My dad wasn't grilling burgers over 8 hours. He was right. Like, yeah, so this thing just stopped moving 5 minutes ago. Kill me and get it. Why do I always say, joke? Hey, asshole, too? It's always like, hey, asshole. You goddamn asshole.
He had such a great childhood. That reminds me of the Eddie Murphy joke of who the fuck was it that came over? And oh, Charlie, Uncle Charlie. Charlie, you always come over.
You want to eat? You want to eat? That's a fire. Chop me down that tree.
That's a fire.
That's a fire.
Roll
that's
Charlie around. It'd be all right. It'd be all right.
So when we were in college and we go to the buffet, my friend Deeb, who was a freak. So I was only like 22 and he was 30, but like everybody was older than me, 'cause I got into college or grad school so young. And,
'cause you're brilliant.
He would just come. Yeah, sure. We'll deal with that. He'd come up and be like, what do you eat? Let's eat. That's awesome. Let's get a fire. So that meant we're going to either get burritos or we're going to the buffet.
Gus. Yeah. It was Gus. Gus, we ain't cooking brontosaurus burgers up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. But wait, wasn't Gus getting the Goonie Goo Goo mobile and get the fuck out? Or was that?
That was Raw. Delirious was the.
No, was Delirious the was the Goonie Goo Goo mobile.
Are you sure?
Yes. I know Raw by heart.
No, that was when you talked about the Rocky movie, wasn't it?
That's Raw, yeah.
Yeah, that's Raw. But Delirious was the fire. Yeah,
Delirious was the Goonie Goo Goo. Okay. And want to eat? Chop me down that tree. I think.
That was Delirious.
Yeah. We're saying the same thing?
I mean, essentially, I think.
Now that's a fire.
That's fire.
Goonie Goo. You said Goonie Goo Goo was Raw, but it wasn't.
Okay, maybe it wasn't. Maybe.
No, not maybe. I'm telling you.
We have to look it up now? Can I even Google that? I don't even know if that works.
I'm gonna just type in Goonie Goo Goo. Are you kidding me? Of course, probably the freaking. I'll do it. Comes right up. Jesus.
Goonie Goo Goo. That's hilarious, motherfucker. I told you that. That's what I said.
That's what I said. No, you said it was Raw.
Oh, no. Yeah, cause, no, you're right. No, I'm thinking of the fucking Italian, the Rocky.
The Rocky
get
was Raw.
Get your little IROC Z and get the fuck out of here. Yeah, okay, never mind. That's my bad. What the fuck is a Goonie Goo Goo skit then?
I forget. But I thought that was Gus. And he goes, and you know what they said? Goonie Goo Goo. Get in your Goonie Goo Goo mobile and get the fuck out. That's all I remember. I don't have it memorized.
Now I'm going to have to play this shit. Hold on. Let me.
Fair use.
It's all fair use. No one's going
to. Oh, we're on podcast. That doesn't matter, right?
Nobody listens to this shit anyway, right? So let's see. Share screen. Share Chrome tab.
What were we even talking about?
I have no clue. Fire. Backyard fires and charcoal.
All right. What do you eat? Let's eat.
Anyway, let's play this. So, what was your favorite hot dog? Because, I mean, hot dogs are big on 4th of July. Well, come on. You couldn't tell the difference.
I couldn't. No, I couldn't. I swear to God. My issue was I'd rather have them boiled in a freaking pot rather than – I'd rather have them Yankee Stadium style than freaking chart. See,
my dad was the same way. He loved boiled, like, natural casing hot dogs.
I thought they were so good. And matter of fact, here's the other thing. I hated the casing, that snap. I wanted everything to be one. I get it.
You're a weird motherfucker.
I'm the anomaly.
You are. You really are.
for sure.
Because the Northeast, that's all you're known for is like German delis, Polish delis. Like they all had fucking natural casing.
I know. I get it.
So you're like a ballpark or a Groton Wiegel? Not a Groton Wiegel.
So it's funny you say that. I just like the ballpark Franks because it says they plump when you cook them. And I loved how the wall blew out.
That's fair.
That was it. I wouldn't know the difference between a Nathan's, a freaking ballpark, and Oscar Mayer. I wouldn't know because I put so much relish and mustard and sauerkraut.
I don't know. Oscar Mayer's have a distinctive taste. Like, I think you would know.
I probably don't know. It's like, I don't know what coffee tastes like because I never had it without gallons of sugar creamers that are freaking like.
I can't drink my coffee black or even close to that.
I don't know if I can or I can't.
You never have.
I don't even know what it tastes like. I know coffee ice cream tastes great.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that's what coffee tastes like, though.
No, it doesn't. No, not at all. Okay, well, God, you're the wrong person to ask. Where's Johnny, by the way? What the fuck? We were supposed to have Johnny on the show, and he's a no-show. I'd like to hear what old...
He didn't text me yesterday. I know he's at an amusement park.
I'd like to hear what Richie Rich had to eat growing up.
Who the hell's that?
Johnny, his dad had money. They always had something good, I'm sure.
Oh, well, that's Jesus. Hey, you're stereotyping.
No, and I'm not. I'm sure he would say the same fucking thing. He was very blessed growing up, whereas you were one of the poor kids.
Oh, no, my dad like had this badge of honor of being poor white trash. Like he didn't even. It wasn't like he was offended by it. He would announce it.
He embraced it.
He went to the shitty bars to get Ballantine ale. And honestly, if I didn't grow up that way, I wouldn't know how to build a shed or
that's
fucking
true. No, like I
use
said,
power tools.
You taught you life like skills. I don't know how to do shit. My dad didn't teach me how to do anything.
I don't want to expose too much of Johnny. But when he was over here that night, he was like, "So what else do you know?" And I was like, "What do you mean? What do I know how to do? I don't know what I know how to do until I have to come across it." And he started asking me like if I built tree forts as a kid. I was like, "Of course I did." In my defense, I had the means to do it because my dad always had plywood laying around, Freaking 1x2s, 2x4s, 2x6s.
What did he do for a living?
He was an electrician by trade. Mm-hmm. He went to school to be an engineer, but the dude could just fucking do anything. So my cousin is a fucking neurosurgeon. His name is Brian Zernecki. He's in Tampa. He's developing a vaccine for breast cancer. And he's part of this Moffitt Corporation where they're government funded. This guy is a freaking brain, a legit brain.
Yeah.
We were at this thing last year for his brother-in-law's funeral. It was his sister's husband who was out skiing and just had an aneurysm or something right there on the slopes and freaking died. He was 52 years old. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So,
because you can't see that shit coming, like
no, exactly. Like yeah. It was just like, and it was he was just happy to be out because of COVID, and he's out in Utah. He's like, well, I'm in the mountains. What can happen?
That's pretty bad luck, right there.
You ain't kidding. And quarantine lady, and well, you know her anyway. So
obviously,
she's with like my family's there, and like I'm talking to him, and we got on the subject of my dad, and here's my cousin, the freaking neurosurgeon, who goes. You know what, man? Your dad was like one of the smartest guys I ever spoke with in my life. And I was like getting goosebumps. And I was like,
right. What? Yeah.
And I knew he was smart. He didn't know anatomy too well because he would ask me that shit. But it just seemed like fucking everything he knew. If it took putting your brain to something and being mechanical about it, he could figure it out in a matter of minutes. It was he's fucked up like that. But he's not like. He wasn't a savant where he didn't know how to get home. He knew the common sense shit. It's almost like he was like such a jack of all trades.
He's practical.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, man, your dad used to come over and like just start like running these harnesses in our house and just like explain it and cut breakers. And I was like, well, he was an electrician. He's like, no. But then he would explain the telephone and then he would explain optics. And then he would start explaining like the joists in the basement. And I was like, freaking. And he's like, you know, then he would start talking about the freaking spacing, like why, what's the code? And, you know, you got to have 17 inches between each rebar and whatnot. And he's like, I wouldn't know what the fuck rebar was. And I was like, this is fucking wild. I'm sure he would appreciate hearing that. God rest his soul. But like, it's funny when a freaking neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon is like, hey, by the way. And I still remember at his graduation, my dad got him this because he was I was in seventh grade when my cousin graduated med school.
Yeah.
He got him this Fisher Price, like the stethoscope, the little reflex hammer. And
that's fucking funny.
We have pictures of him opening it up. It's freaking hysterical. But it was just, it really tripped me out. And I was like, really? This guy that I've been calling, he's been calling me a goddamn asshole, and I've been calling him a goddamn asshole for 30 years.
That's,
but he that's never, cool. He had kids when he was 23.
Yeah.
So he had to take the job and do the, you know, if he took a chance, God, I would have been spoiled, way more spoiled than Johnny, because he just knew way too much about way too much.
That's cool, though. Like, but he was old school.
No, it was, but he was a worker, and he and did shit the smart way. And that's the other thing you learn. You know, you do learn how to work, and you learn how to, you know, I guess be humble or respect what chances you can take and understand what chances you shouldn't. Based on, you know, other people. Like, he had a responsibility to us, so he never did anything out of the ordinary.
Did you ever get to know his dad? Like, was he just
They were dead before. My grandparents were dead way before.
Did he ever talk about them? Like, my dad taught me how to do this or that? Or, like, did you know where that came from? Or?
Well, he told me that he drove a cement truck, and that he made $5,000 a year the year that Mickey Mantle signed a $100,000 contract. That was pretty much the only thing he told me. Yeah. I mean, he was 17 when he passed, I think.
Wow, no kidding.
So, and my mother was 16 or 17 when her dad passed, but her dad was born in the 1800s. Weird fucking dynamic. Ochoville is a weird dynamic.
No, I bet it is.
So my grandfather was like he was like 20 something when the Titanic went down.
Yeah, I know, true. Yeah. I just want to know, like, who instilled a work ethic in your dad? Because obviously he had a strong fucking ethic.
Yeah, you know what it was? I guess when your dad dies at 17 and you're an only child, that starts it.
I guess
it
does, right? Yeah, no choice, right?
Those guineas, too, they all kind of meshed together. So his mother married a brother, and her sister married the other brother.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
So we had these freaking, like, we're almost like inbred, I think. But they all stayed. So now everybody lives next to each other. Guineas just live next to each other. Guineas just freaking stay next to each other. Yeah. So he had two cousins that were around his age. And it was, and they're my uncle, my grandmother's brother, lived up the road. So he had his uncle up the road with their kid. Matter of fact, his uncle up the road bore the daughter who then bore the brain surgeon.
Okay, so gotcha. I gotcha. So now I have the family.
What a revolving world that is.
No shit, right? I mean, that's cool that your dad, like, had all that knowledge that he can try to give you, you asshole. You know, but that's how you guys
showed. I didn't want it. I wanted it. It was just like, you do shit so many times, you prime a water pump so many times, you're bound to freaking, you know, get it. Like,
okay. But that prepares you to be an adult, right? And you're going to be a dad soon. So, I mean, hopefully you'll pass that on to your kid, whatever the fuck it ends up being. And, you know, do you guys want to know what's going to be yet? Boy or girl? You do. Okay. All right. Did you want to know? Like, because most people surprised me.
We went the route, you know, the other route. So they almost had, like, they almost made us choose.
I was going to say, you can essentially choose what you want. Yeah.
That was like playing God. I was like, at least freaking do a magic eight ball or something. I don't want that shit. Like, that's flip crazy. A
fucking coin or whatever.
Like, outlook not so good. I'm okay with that. Just don't give me, like, because if I got to pick, I feel like God's going to be like, all right, motherfucker, you're stepping into my shit now. Right. And I'm not much of a God guy, but, like, I am a systems and, like, freaking,
checks,
you know,
and balances,
like,
universe you don't want to
being
scales.
Balanced and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't need
I get
that
it.
Shit.
I get it. No, I totally get it. So, anyway, getting back to hot dogs.
Yeah. I couldn't tell the difference.
That is funny. It's still, that is kind of
you're
funny.
You're making this all about me. I don't know. You're being, like, too good to me. I don't know what's going on here. I guess asking you about food again could go on too.
It could go on forever. Like, we could talk all night. So, I mean, yeah.
So you do know the difference between, which one did you say? Oscar Mayer has
Oscar Mayer, Ballpark. Well, yeah, I mean, like, they have their own distinctive flavors. Like, I can, if you put me in a blind taste test, I could probably fucking figure that shit out. Like, that's how many hot dogs I consumed as a kid. I don't know if that's good or bad, but.
No, I got you. What about, but after you eat a hot dog, now your buds, you have to like cleanse your palate almost. I feel like you'd have to have like a lemon sorbet or something to just like, you know, for the purposes. It's like wine tasting or something.
Right, right.
like, no, Rob, don't chew it. You have to spit it out. It's not, you're not eating the hot dog.
Well, do you remember the Coke or the Pepsi challenge growing up as a kid?
That I could do that.
I could do that too. But a lot of people like watching the commercials back in the day, like, so many people got that shit wrong. I'm like, how the fuck do you not know? Unless you don't drink it every day. I'm like,
well, plus the Bill Cosby thing. How about Bill Cosby being like the guy who was like, oh, what did he say?
Yeah.
He probably said this tastes different because you put Spanish fry in it.
Tell Bill I said have a Coke and smile. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Jello pudding, motherfucker. But yeah, I could tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi all day. But I could tell the difference between like French fries too. Like, I know what McDonald's fucking French fries taste like. If I closed my eyes or was blindfolded and you put Burger King and McDonald's in front of me, it's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, a French fry I could with that because and I'm not even much of a French fry guy because I'm always a dollar menu guy, but like the fries I would know way, way better. Because
they have their own distinctive taste.
It's not that good, like,
yeah. McDonald's fries have tasted the same since I was a kid all the way up until now. Or at least that's the way I remember it.
What did The Coke, there was also the RC challenge. It wasn't an RC challenge. I think I'm getting a little ahead of like, because that was, I think, more like late 70s where like RC, when they were called Royal Crown.
Royal Crown Cola. Yeah.
So it was RC. Nobody could taste the difference between that, Coke and Pepsi. And
which you easily could because RC was like the fucking, like the store brand.
I don't know that I had it before, but I also, I don't.
It was less fizzy. It was less carbonated. And like you could, it wasn't great. It wasn't good. And they still make it too. Like, but it's not good at all.
I still remember the old RC100 commercial. RC100's got nothing. No sugar and no caffeine. Nothing but taste. RC100's got nothing. Regular and sugar free. RC100. So now I got to see if
that. We're due for another commercial show coming up here because I want to do like fast food and all that shit too. Like.
We almost wars. RC.
We need better 100. Structure, by the way. I need you to actually like get involved in the producing of this show.
No.
Other than doing software drops.
What's so exciting about RC 100 Cola? RC 100's got nothing. No sugar and no caffeine. RC 100's got nothing. It's like nothing I've ever.
Fucking elephant brain.
Caffeine free RC100.
You ain't tasted nothing yet.
RC100's got nothing.
I think I screwed one up though.
Pretty close enough, dude. You're like 98%. You know what?
But the one from like a year later was like regular and sugar free.
But see, I never even knew. I've never even heard of RC100. I just know the original like blue fucking can RC Cola with the red logo.
Yeah,
but.
What about the Diet Right? Remember Diet Right was a soda? Diet
Right. I don't remember
Diet Right. It had Lee Majors in it. It had $6 million man, and he's like, I lost 8 pounds. She's like, lose 8 more. He goes, 8? Everybody's good. I think it was sang by the guy who sings accentuate the positive. And he was like, he's like, everybody's got a diet, right? Doesn't matter who you are. Gonna be a tough fight. So give yourself a come on. Diet Right Cola.
I don't remember that at all. I remember
everybody's got a diet. How about the one?
I remember Tab. Tab was
Tab, a big thing. Tab Cola, what a beautiful drink. Tab Cola for beautiful people. You know how shamed people would feel with that commercial now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For beautiful people?
Yeah, no shit.
And then there was the, we hate quarterbacks with their sneaky little tricks, and we hate halfbacks who block us when we blitz. We hate most everything, but we love Pepsi Light. Refreshing Pepsi Light. That little touch of lemon makes it taste so right. And we hate most everything, but we love Pepsi Light.
That's before my time. I've never even heard of Pepsi Light. God damn, pal. I know you're ageless and timeless, but Jesus Christ, pal. That's, yeah, I've never heard of that. Never heard of that. There we go.
Things we hate by the New York Giants defense. We hate quarterbacks with their sneaky little tricks. And we hate halfbacks who block us when we blitz. We hate most everything.
You're a sick man. You know that? You are a sick, sick man. Where do you store shit in your brain?
I like, got problems. I got problems.
You keep adding RAM every month? Like, how the fuck do you keep remembering shit? You have to be, like, super, like, long-term memory, but horrible short-term, right?
You got it, Bill.
I just don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you remember all this shit. I truly don't know. I want to study your brain when you die. Like, people study for, like
I always think
concussions,
like,
and shit. Like, I want to study for your weird shit that you remember. I can hear you fine.
Am I? Dadgummit.
Hang on.
My mulch broke. All right, hold on. I think I'm all right.
Guinea rig microphone. Dude.
So if I, like, I feel like when someone's asleep, or if they're trying to go to sleep, like, if they put, like, a brainwave measure on there and it would just be, like, very, very slight.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm just laying there trying to sleep, it's freaking going all like this and bouncing off the chart. And
you're unique.
Everybody, dude. Hey, can you sit down? Nope, I can't. Oh, what's wrong? You're not understanding. I just can't sit.
Remember how we talked about, like, music writers and how they're geniuses and shit like that? Like,
yeah, no, they're fucked up.
I could put you in that category, dude. Like,
but I'm not creative, though. I don't have any. No, I can't write a joke. What the fuck?
You're pretty creative, dude. You said you've had, like, lists and lists of shit that you wrote down when you couldn't sleep. Like, you're a pretty fucking.
I haven't tested it anywhere, so don't know if it's.
Maybe you should. Ted's on the show. Nobody's fucking listening anyway, right?
No. Well, but that's the point. How do you do it in front of nobody?
That's true. That's true.
Norm MacDonald did, but he had already, like, kind of established that.
But, I mean, you. Look. All jokes aside, like, you're pretty smart.
I don't mind you shining my ass a bit. I love it, actually.
No, I know you do, but I think you're a very smart guy. Like, really. I think you're a brilliant guy. You're witty.
Well, now we're using the term brilliant a little bit loosely, too. No, like, that's not.
What, just because you have a good memory doesn't make you smart? Like, I don't know.
I got a freaking 1060 on my SATs. I'm not that smart.
I have no idea what that means because I never took them.
Oh.
Was 1200, like, perfect or something?
1600 was perfect. No, I wasn't good. I saw Extreme the night before, though, so that's why.
Ah, well, that has a lot to do with it. Yeah. You know, More Than Words is the only song I even know from those guys. I literally couldn't tell you. We just had this, our hair band conversation last week.
I
know, we were going to freaking
talk about it, but I should have jumped into it because now you know it. You know the songs like, Mother, don't want to go to school today. I think I'd rather go outside and play.
Okay. Yeah. I know that one. You're right. But I couldn't even tell you who did it. Like, I like it a lot. Like, I know, obviously, but I mean, there's a lot of songs that I hear and I'm like, who the fuck was that? Especially one hit wonders. You probably could pull that shit right out of your
ass.
That's
how I am with country music. I love so many country songs and I wouldn't be able to tell you who sang. And I'm like, oh my God, that guy sang that? No shit. I had no idea. I loved so many Garth Brooks songs and I had no idea he sang them.
He's a bomb.
Sang him or sung him?
Sang him. Yeah, either way. Either way, it's rednecks.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. If TWA was a word, what would it spell? Not Trans World Atlantic either. Let's just the word TWA.
Twa?
But what about TWE?
Twi?
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 TWO?
Two?
It's two, you idiot.
Oh, you're a fucking asshole. Never heard that one. That was good. You got me on that one. That was a good setup. You stupid ass. Anyway, let's.
It's okay. I mean, I guess because it's not like. Are you even putting this out?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll put it out. Why not? Right,
you're going to just cut out the one part.
Yeah, I will. People like to listen to us talk anyway. No, they do. They really do. It's been a long time since we just bullshitted. So.
Because we had a purpose for like 5 weeks, finally.
No, yeah, absolutely right. But leave it to Johnny to.
Well, you started with hot dogs, so I mean, at least let's reel it in before
you're right, and that's a great segue because I want to talk about the hot dog eating contest, which happened today, which happens every year at Coney Island. Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs always sponsors it, and Joey Chestnut was always like the dude, and then for whatever reason, like he got beat by Kobayashi for a few years, and.
I don't think Joey Chestnut ever won before. Kobayashi was there first, and then Joey Chestnut supplanted. I was looking at it today.
God damn, actually. I gotta look up the history of this shit. But
please look it up because I thought Kobayashi won six in a row, and then he did. I just read it today because I was like, why is this not happening? he didn't sign a contract with Major League Eating.
I do remember that. Yes.
So, but that, no, I only just read it today. So that's, and that's what basically got him away. So I don't know if he even does it anymore. And Kobayashi was like kind of
Kobayashi jacked, was boycotting the shit because of that. I do know that. Like he hadn't been back.
So, and Joey Chestnut's on, I think, 15 years now, right?
It's been a long fucking time.
And is anybody even coming close, or is he like, I mean, because Kobayashi was doing, he was lapping the field so much until Joey Chestnut. And I think they faced off once or twice.
So it started off in 1967, which was the 100th anniversary of the hot dog. Then they skipped a few years, picked it back up in 72, and then they've run it ever since. So let's see when Chestnut first came. So Kobayashi came in 2001 and won all the way up to 2007 when Chestnut came in 2008. So Chestnut won in 08, 09.
So did Chestnut go against Kobayashi in 08?
Let's see. Yes, they did. Let's see. They set a world record, Joey did, with 59 hot dogs. They had to eat off because they tied.
Oh, my God. Overtime?
Can you imagine that shit?
Oh, my God.
No shit. So it was the first event using the new 10-minute time limit and first tie and eat off since 1980. Chestnut and Kobayashi tied for first with 59 in regulation. In overtime, Chestnut is the first to finish a plate of 5 hot dog buns in 50 seconds. Kobayashi, losing by 7 seconds, finishes second. So that's fucking nuts that they had an eat-off. And Kobayashi was there. He wasn't there the year after. Chestnut broke the record at 68 with 68 hot dogs, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah, and I think he did that today, right? Didn't he do 60? He actually, I think his record is like 70-something.
76 was last year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
70, can you imagine that in 10 minutes? Jesus Christ, dude.
No, because then they always
and do this like is coming out of COVID
output and everything. And, yeah. Like, this, it's like, I mean, like, you.
Yeah.
The calories, the fat, the.
It's like, nuts, dude. It's nuts.
And you have to train for it. And I don't know that they just sit there and eat. I know for a fact, like, they drink a ton of water.
A ton of water. Watermelon. Stretch your stomach
they stretch
out,
their belly out and everything. Yes, right. That's right. Or not their belly, their actual stomach. So yeah. They can hold more in that short time.
Yep. Yep. But, like, you're absolutely right about that.
You know, it's funny, is like, I. When bread touches water for me, it skeeves me disgusting. Out for some reason. And like, nasty. Yet they're dumping it in it to try and make, and then using the water with all the bread and hot dog in it
to drink. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I can't do
it. But dude, so there's also like this chugging contest now. There was like a pink lemonade chugging contest.
No shit.
Just type it in. Do your job.
Hold on.
Come on, producer.
Pink lemonade. Chugging contest. There it is. This is new for me. I didn't know that.
I just saw it today also.
You did. You're so... Look at you on top. God, that's a big boy. Eric Badlands Booker won the Nathan's Lemonade Chug and celebrated with a massive burp. What's the fucking premise?
I think it's a gallon, or is it a gallon and a half, maybe?
He did it under 30 seconds. Where's they're not showing me the rules. This article sucks. Lemonade chug isn't timed. It's up to contestants to drink it as fast as possible. Yeah, it doesn't say how much it was. Let me see if I can find some more. But that's... Goddamn, dude. Isn't there, like... You're a doctor, obviously. Some people said, like, it's impossible to, like, drink a shot of Coca-Cola. Like, one shot every second for, like... 60 seconds, like your stomach will fucking explode or something like that.
It won't explode. No, you might puke because of the carbonation. That's what it is. It's not, you can, it's also this, they say the same with beer and everything. Mm-hmm. And no, it's, you'll puke. They call it a reversal of fortunes. More than likely, because.
I like that.
It's, plus you're also adding something cold. If it's cold, that also will bloat you. So between the carbonation and the cold, now your body inside temperature is 98.6. You're putting a 43 degree temperature liquid in it.
Yeah.
So that's what people say I'm bloated. If you chug just water, it can make you bloated because the temperature change if you drink that much of it. So with doing a shot of beer and like, no, a shot of cola, it wouldn't explode. You would just puke. You wouldn't be able, it's like the cinnamon challenge. You just can't do it.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. I've seen lots of videos on that. That's I couldn't do that.
And everybody tries it. Like
everybody tried it. It was a big thing for a while. Yeah, yeah. I can't find out.
Lemonade record and then burps. No, I don't know how many freaking.
I can't find out how much you drink. It's fucking. Apparently, nobody cares.
He's got a Wikipedia page.
Oh, good for him. That's good. Yeah, nobody has like. It is gallon. Okay, it's a gallon. I'm looking up the sun. But yeah, dude, Chestnut, fucking killing it. Last year he did 76, and the year before was 75. So, like, he was progressively going up 70, 72, 74, 71, 75, 76, and he had 63 today. Which means, so,
yeah, he legit is like, yeah, well, that, I mean, he's probably just doing what he has to win, but like, I guess he's also, I wonder if like every 2 months he does it just to see what he can do, or like, I mean, you have to train. I don't know, man. Like in motocross, if you're not laying down laps at your level, when you go to the race, you're not going to be able to race. So like, I don't know how you can just, I don't know.
Oh dude, there was controversy, or not controversy, but there was somebody like jumped the stage and shoved Joey from the table, and Joey put him today? In a fucking chokehold.
Yeah. Today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How is that not all over the news?
After being shoved from the table, Joey Chestnut put the protester who ran onto the stage in a chokehold. Maybe that's why he didn't eat as much, because he was fucking
distracted. Was it Kobayashi?
I don't know. That's funny. Yeah, I didn't know there was... Who the fuck would protest a hot dog eating contest? Like somebody from PETA or something? Jesus Christ. Sports Illustrated. Joey Chestnut takes down protester during a hot dog eating contest. Oh, there's a video. Let me share this. You guys on audio, like, obviously looked this shit up, but he put him in a fucking headlock and like, threw him aside and continued to keep eating. that's a champ. Crazy. That's a champ right there, dude.
So they didn't stop it? Like, they didn't, like, say, okay, everybody, like, stop, restart, or anything like that? Like, that's insane.
You would think, right? I'm looking for the video. God damn this. And by the way, just getting back real quick to fireworks, they were illegal in Connecticut growing up, and I don't know if they still are.
Oh, totally. But, they only became legal really only a few years ago. Mm. I don't even know if they're they're legal now in Ochoville. They were illegal up until literally a few years ago. That's the other thing. So in order to see them, that's what also made them like more fun, because you know we were on a dead end road, and somebody always had a way to get something from somebody and somebody and somebody.
Right.
And we'd never get horked at because we're in a dead end road. Like, what are they? They're like, they're off the beaten path. What's going to happen?
Right, right, right.
So, when, but that's what also made you have to go to the actual display every year, too.
That makes sense. Because
they were like, we're the only idiots that are going to blow our face off.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he did. He just jumped the fucking stage.
In the middle of eating? What, and not like, what did it say? What does that sign say?
Hold on, let me pause it.
Stop the drilling.
Expose. Mythfield Death Star?
The Death Star?
Expose Mythfield Death Star, whatever the fuck that is. That's weird. So he wasn't really attacking anybody. He was just protesting, but he got up next to Joey, and Joey...
Dude, I wonder how much hot dog and bread residue was all over that protester's face too.
Puts him in a fucking rear naked choke. Look at that.
Dude, he legit chokes him and then throws him down, and like, what'd you expect?
And he just Joey Chestnut's
fat, right? Fat-ish.
He's right there. I mean...
I can't... It's hard to tell. I mean...
A lot of them aren't, though. Like, that's the thing.
Like, that's what I'm saying. The dude all the way to our left, camera left,
yep.
Looks like he's got broad shoulders. He's tapered in at the middle. Like,
yep. But Kobayashi was, a little Japanese guy.
Yeah. Like. I remember the refrigerator Perry did, like, a hot dog eating contest, and he ate, like, 10.
I was going to say, like, usually the fat guys don't win a lot of that stuff, because
they just eat for the sake of eating. That's literally all they do. This guy, right. These guys right. train for it.
Yeah. There is a... God, I can't remember her name, but there is a woman who's like, God, she's got to be like 90 pounds soaking wet, and she has like a ton of world records.
That's the one that just won again, Mita, whatever the frick her name is.
No, this is somebody else.
Oh.
God, I can't remember
her. She's Asian, ain't she?
No, there's a white chick that does it, and
oh, you're talking about Molly Schuyler.
Molly Schuyler, that's who it is. She is.
I hate that I know that too.
But she's ridiculous. I watched some videos of her doing contests.
She eats fast too. Like mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's not how. So I went and saw a dude once because he was just like a. I got stuck down a vortex one time. His name's Randy Santel.
I know. And, well, I don't know Randy, but I watch his videos. Yeah.
So I met up with him in Manhattan one time, mm-hmm. and like he took pictures with my nephew, and like
that's cool.
He was really cool, and yeah. Like so he'll tweet every once in a while, hey, I'm gonna be in the area if you want to come by, something like that. It's freaking funny as anything. And but he's friends with her, but he got destroyed by her. They were eating a pizza one time, and like he knows he can eat a lot. He can't, and he does eat fast, but he doesn't eat like Furious Pete fast or like Molly
Pete's another Schuyler. Small guy too, but like
he's,
ripped.
He's a testicular kid. Well, he was a power lifter too, Furious
yeah.
Pete.
Yeah,
he did stuff with like the up up down down. What? Oh my god, I'm so out of the wrestling loop. What are those guys' names again?
Xavier
the Woods. New Day. New people. Day?
Yeah. But yeah, actually, and Randy also married like a competitive eater, Katina.
Yeah, Katina eats kilos. Yep. They're not married yet, I don't think.
Oh, they're not married yet? I thought they were.
No.
But yeah, I watched both of them, and she took down like the fucking Texas like 72-ounce steak challenge.
So my nephew and I always go, we joke, hey, everybody, Randy Santel, Atlas yeah. and Juice Promotions, proud owner of foodchallenges.com. Very, very excited today.
It's always the same stick. And he gets like super fat and then goes on like a super hardcore diet.
Oh too. My God. So that's the thing.
And when he gets super fat, he even says like, I suck. Like I'm the worst.
He was telling me about like, he did this thing and he was in a movie where he was like, you know, a sword fighter or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. And he was like 204 pounds. And I was like, dude, I'm 210. Yeah. What the fuck? And he's a big dude.
He's a tall guy. Yeah. Yeah,
I still have. He had like this macaroni and cheese burger that was like this and everything. And this is back when I had actually a lot of money. And
yeah.
I was like, if he don't make it, I'll pay for it. I don't care. And that's he had cool. to chug a beer afterwards. So we had a beer afterwards and everything. It was fun. It was,
you know,
it
everybody. Was like
a, it was a cool dude.
You know, everybody.
I know the fact that you knew who Randy Santel was. Is fucked up.
That's pretty cool. No, I watch his videos. I really do. I like his videos. I like because I'm a foodie. I like watching people eat fucking food. And I couldn't.
It does. It fucking makes me. I always said, like, I like that you're not a freaking pig about it. Like, he's always clean and
yep.
He's like, he doesn't like.
He even scrapes up the fucking plate and, like, eats yeah, everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Like, and his wings, like, he's pretty good at eating wings, too. He'll suck the shit off the bone, like, so fast. Like, he's.
Furious Pete is just, like, he's just so. I mean, he knows big time people. Like,
yeah.
He knows Brian Hall, like, powerlifter guys, yeah. and they go eat burritos after working out. And then, like, he's like. Pete literally goes and eats like one bite and he's like, okay, I want my next burrito. And the world's strongest man is like, I took one fuck? Bite. Yeah. Holy shit.
And when obviously, you must McDonald's, know who, you must know who Matt Stoney is too, though, right?
Who that?
Matt
who?
Stoney.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
He's a small guy. He actually won the hot dog eating contest
that sounds familiar.
7-8 years ago. Small Asian dude, but eats fucking everything. But anyway, getting back to your story.
No, it wasn't a story. It was like he was like going to Furious Pete's going to the dollar menu and he's just ordering stuff and he just like orders this ice cream and he's like, oh yeah, no, I'll just take the cone or whatever. And like he orders like it's dollar menu, but it's still like $25 worth of things because it's a challenge.
Right.
And he takes the much like that dog. You see that video where they're like, this is why we let, you know, Fluffy eat second.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. you know, the little dog, little pug's licking, 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 and the next dog just freaking woofs it.
Yeah.
Furious Pete just goes, boom. And he's like, no, that was good. I like that. An entire ice cream cone yeah. with the freaking cone.
But it's again, like him, guys like him that work out like fucking crazy, like those, he needs those calories. So like that's just like.
Yeah. I mean, he also had testicular cancer too, twice. So now.
That too. Oh, twice. I didn't know he had it twice.
Yeah. He had, I think both balls are gone.
Well, then have you heard of LA Beast?
No.
Oh, you got to look up him. He's friends with Pete, and I kind of got through into him. He does stupid challenges. He'll do like super spicy eating challenges, like Carolina Reapers, and like super super hot shit. Or he'll do some food challenges too, or just stupid things like chugging a beer. Like he'll take a fucking power drill and hook up a hose to it, and he fucking chugs like a 72-ounce beer with a fucking, just with a power drill and a hose.
Jesus. Oh, like, my God.
He does some weird shit. But look up L.A. Beast, and you'll go down the rabbit hole, and you'll probably watch all his shit, too. But all
right. So how do we reel this back in so we can fucking end this?
Anyway? I think we're done. I think that's a good segue to let everybody know what your Twitter handle is.
My Twitter handle?
Yeah.
What is it?
Are we ever going to stop this joke?
What joke? I don't know. What are you talking about?
If you want to follow Ocho on Twitter, even though he never is ever on there, he never responds to anybody's messages or tweets, it's at the Dr. Ocho, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RadRobGaming. You always give me shit.
Twitter?
Hold on. Before I do that, you always used to give me shit like, we need to give our Twitter handles at the beginning of the show because nobody ever listens to the end. But you're never on Twitter anyway, so what the why plug your fucking Twitter?
If somebody would tweet me, I'd be on it, but I don't get shit except you. Well, that's I get fair. Some stuff. You know, ladies wondering what my, you know, freaking how big my biceps are and, like, how much of there is to me to go around, and I understand that. Usually that's where the DMs happen. It's fine. There's plenty.
I get it. Yeah.
All my stuff is in the DM. It's never on regular
Twitter. Never, ever. At the Dr. Ocho and at Rad Rob Gaming. You can follow the show on Twitter as well, at RTW Brand. That's RTW Brand. Johnny Jr., who is not here, and I'm sure we'll give him a bunch of shit later. Hopefully he's still alive and didn't blow his face up with a fucking NA.
He was on an amusement park ride, unless something awry happened, but...
Things do go awry every now and then. How do you spell that, by the way?
R-Y-E. Bread.
Mm, that's right.
No, it's A-W-R-Y. You know that.
Stop. I do know. Why, I'm just asking. I'm just seeing if you knew it. I mean, obviously I knew it. I just want to know if you knew it.
Of course.
If you want to follow Johnny Petraglia Jr. on Twitter, is at JPJR07. That's at JPJR07. And he'd be happy to respond to you. Or I'll respond to because I run his account. So, spoiler alert. I broke kayfabe. Yeah, I know. There's fireworks going off here, too, by the way. Real quick, our subdivision, I don't know how the fuck these people afford this shit. They put off, like, these massive displays. And not just one person. It's like, you could sit out my driveway and just watch all around the area and, like...
They can't. They just have to outdo what someone else has because
no that's shit, how but
feeble
like,
and weak mentally people, mental weak-minded people are. Yes. They literally have to go, oh, Billy Boy has friggin' 48,000 fireworks, so I'm going to get 52,000. Yeah. That's what they do.
And that shit's expensive and not even, like... Yep. It's expensive, more expensive now because of fucking inflation. So,
you guys have an HOA there, or you're just in a development?
We have an HOA, but nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, so all right, you're probably on the board.
Yeah,
that'd be good. Actually.
I wish I was actually, but no, they. I don't know how they can afford it this year, but they're just all going off last night and tonight and probably tomorrow. And they're just, it's amazing, like, how much money they could spend on that. And they must have, like, a budget, like, this is our fucking fireworks budget, let's put away $100 a month for a year.
They started it for their Christmas bonus or something,
maybe. $14,000 of fireworks.
But even still, like, I mean, it just disappears once it's done. Like,
yeah.
I've never bought a firework in my life, shit you not. I'll watch anybody else's, I'm good with that, I'll never buy them. Because for the enjoyment, I'm not going to pay money to do that.
Why do it when everybody else is doing it? There's no need to do it yourself. So,
dude, I can stand on a diving board and see so many fireworks going off as soon as I log off. So I'm good.
How's the pool going, by the way? You taking good care of it this year?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I'm fucking working on it every goddamn day.
Did you find any podcasts in there again?
No, not one. I did. It was Straight Up 5, actually, the good one.
Which, that's great, because I was going to plug that. Straight Up 5 with Johnny Petraglia Jr., the show that he actually shows up for every week, is our bowling show that drops every Friday, literally, in Ocho's Pool or anywhere podcasts are found. Guys, hope you enjoyed this show. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, Johnny will be here for another edition of RTW Rewind. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RTW Rewind. For all the latest news and announcements, please follow us on Twitter at RTW Brand. You can also follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. You've been listening to RTW Rewind exclusively here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.